Okay, so today we're going to do a book review. It's called The Obvious, and I think it's an incredible name of a book because of The Secret that came out in 2006, right? Remember that book by Rhonda Byrne, all about the law of attraction and the power of your human mind and thoughts will draw things to you, and unquestionably that's true. But today we don't hear much about The Secret anymore. And I think one of the reasons we don't hear much about The Secret, it doesn't mean that a power of our mind isn't still incredibly powerful. It's the fact that a lot of people fell into the trap of just thinking that the power of their mind was all they had to do, and the problem was that isn't all you have to do. So Bill came out with a book called The Obvious, and he just wanted to talk about what? The untold secrets to create global success. How do you truly create global success? And he gave his name The Obvious, which I thought was cute. It wasn't really picking on Rhonda Byrne as much as it was saying there are certain things that are pretty obvious out there for us, and if we just would do the obvious, we would create phenomenal results in our life. And so, and I truly believe this is more accurate than the quote, The Secret. Does that make sense? Is the obvious. So I gave you a quote up front from Les Brown, who, this is right out of the book. He said, "The obvious will help you develop a new mindset in order to make it today. It will empower you with the knowledge and the content to do what you are called to do. Once you read it and get into action, your life will obviously never be the same again for the better." Les Brown. Okay? So let's talk about what is the obvious. So the kickoff in the book, the first chapter in the book talks about the what is the obvious, right? And what is the obvious? The obvious is that in order to get anywhere in life, guess what? You're going to have to work. And so many people today are kind of ignoring that concept. It's kind of like, you know, you've got to break it down and you've got to master the mundane, which is the work. You've got to put yourself into it and understand that everything that's worthwhile takes work. So let's put that down in our thing. Just exactly in our businesses that we have, it takes work. It takes daily activity, daily action, accountability, all those things. It takes work. Once you acknowledge work, once you acknowledge the work you need to do, then you can focus and see the clues. But break it down into looking at what are the mundane things? What are my daily steps? What are the daily activities? What do I need to get done every day to make my life incredible, to break out and create phenomenal success in my life? What are the daily tasks that I need to do, which is mastering the mundane? We don't always like the mundane because it gets boring sometimes, and we want to do something different, and we want to be more creative. Well, some of the main mundane tasks you can get a little creative with, but the idea of trying to be creative by not doing them, you can see, doesn't produce any results, right? We can go down all sorts of side paths, but our whole idea is let's create results. So the obvious is a universal. If you don't like the results you're getting, then what do we need to do? We have to change what we're doing. So that applies to us. In our everyday business, we need to change what we're doing. We need to start evaluating what do I need to do differently because I'm not creating the results that I want. What's insanity is to keep doing what you've always been doing and keep getting the same results. That's insanity, and you don't want to be a part of that. So where do you need to shift? So if you want to create more money in your life, then you need to create more value, right? The more value you give, the more money you get back. So stop focusing on your needs. Focus on what you have to maximize that. You are enough. You personally are enough. Each and every one of us was constructed to be enough. So focus on what you have and maximize that. So he gives 8 how-tos in the book, and each chapter is dictated by this. And one of them is number 8, and so let's go through those 8 how-tos. First of all, be inspired by your vision. Motivation, and we get motivated by different things. A lot of you are at Manifest this year, and notice how you got back from that national convention, and you get really motivated, you're excited, you get all the things that happen. But do you notice how it, as time passes, it dissipates. Each day it dissipates a little bit more. And what motivation is nice, it's nice to be motivated. I'm not saying don't jump out of bed and get motivated. I get up every morning, work out in the gym, 6 o'clock, and that helps get me motivated. My juices flowing, my body's going, so I'm not in drudgery all day. I don't just kind of barely get through the house and mope around and because I'm totally energized. And I do it because it works on my psychological state. It works on my physical state. It just makes me a better me. If I don't work out and I go a week without doing that, wow, does that ever slow me down? So the idea is that's part of that helps motivate me. But I need to be inspired in our life. All of us need to be inspired in our lives. We need inspiration. And where do we get inspiration from? We get inspiration from our vision. So the question becomes, what is our vision, right? Tony Robbins says, my vision is so strong, it actually pulls me towards my goals. When you can, instead of feeling that you have to push yourself, what if you were pulled every day? What if you got up every day and you were pulled in a direction to do things? Would that change your life? I want you to think about that as it applies to your life today. Did you get up this morning and were you pulled to work at your business harder than ever before? Or was it drudgery for you? Did you think about, oh my gosh, another day, another thing, another, what? How are you viewing it? What is it doing for you? You want to build a vision. If you don't have a vision, you'll perish, right? Lack of vision will perish. So get inspired by a great vision, right? And that was what will help you design an unstoppable blueprint for your life because inspiration is what directs you. So in my outline, I suggest write your vision. If you don't have a vision statement, work on it today. Don't go one more day without a vision statement. Not one more day. Today's your day. And then tap into your vision today and begin seeing life for what it truly is. It's and as Bill says in his book, he calls it, vision it's magical. It's divine. Your life, you can create anything you want to in your life. It's omnipossible. I've never heard of that word before. That came right out of his book. It's magical, divine, and omnipossible. So unlimited possibilities. But you need to tap into your vision, and you can't tap into a vision that you do not have. So draft that vision for your life. Money as a concept, and I always talk about it. You hear Mary Jo talk about money being dirty paper and all this kind of stuff. But money is really only energy. It's your language about money creates the energy that surrounds the value you create in the marketplace. So we can talk about money in different ways. And money, it's important to talk about money in a positive way, right? Because some of the things I'm teaching in my courses that I'm teaching now on breakthrough mindset mastery and breakthroughs have a lot to do with money because one of the number one categories that people have the most programs around is the word money. We have a lot of programs around money. And where do those programs come from? They come from language that we've heard since we were little. When you were born and raised, your parents probably at the age of 5 or 10 started telling you money doesn't grow on trees. Well, that languaging around money created, your parents told you that because they wanted you to work hard, get a good job. But the reality is the concept around money doesn't grow on trees, that creates a scarcity relationship between you and money. Because it money doesn't grow on trees means there's a lack of money or money is scarce, right? So that's what you've developed. You've stored that in your subconscious. And now you have this warped relationship around money and you wonder why you can't ever attract it because it's scarce in your mind. So we have to be careful about our language around money. It's a dead end. So what do we want to do? We want to look at money. This is what you want to walk around with. Money grows on every tree. You just need to figure out how to harvest it. How do I harvest all that money out there? It's everywhere. There are millions of billionaires today. I mean, there's millions of millionaires. I mean, there's so many people making so much. There's money everywhere. But you go, well, Mary Jo, but I don't have any of it. Well, it's there for you to have. It's just what's your mental state, right? What is your languaging you're using and where's your mindset around it and what limitations have been built in you around your relationship with money? And I'll just give you a cute story. I think some of you have heard this before. Is I when I raised my two stepdaughters, I taught them, because I acknowledged this early on in my life, I told them, I said, money grows on every tree. You just need to figure out how to harvest it. It's everywhere. And both of them, now they're in their, one's in their late 30s and the other's in their 40s. And you know what, these two gals, what? They're both multimillionaires. Both of my stepdaughters. Incredible business people, incredible businesses they have. Multimillionaires in that stage. And I believe part of that, I'm not taking credit for it, I'm just saying that their languaging around money made a huge difference in their life. And again, it's not the love of money. It's not evil. It's not an anti. I mean, some people go, well, Mary Jo, the Bible says blah, 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 and money's the root of all evil. I said, no, it doesn't. It says the love of money is the root of all evil. So if you worship money, that's the root of all evil. But making money so you can be the number one tither in your church, so that you can put $1 million into a foundation, so you can travel all over the world doing even evangelical work instead of, you know, trying to figure out how you're going to put food on a table. There's the distinction, right? Where do you want your life? What life would you rather have? And it's not about chasing money. It's about your relationship with what I call that dirty paper, right? Okay, so critical, money. The language about money creates the energy that surrounds the value you create in the marketplace. And number six, your actions have to be in alignment with your values, right? So what's important in this statement is something that I also teach and train, which is core value analysis. You need to be able to sit down and go, here are my top three core values or top five core values. If you don't know those today, I suggest you get a training on that, because clarity on your core values makes a huge difference in terms of how your life works out. Because when you're totally consistent with your core values, you're going to have your greatest level of happiness. You're going to be able to go to bed at night like Mary Jo does. And my husband says, you never hear, I say, good night, Mary Jo, and you never hear the Joe. I fall asleep so fast. And I don't wake up at all until the morning. I sleep 6 hours, 7 hours, and I wake up. And that's crystal clear. That's a body that's functioning at its highest and best level, and a mind that doesn't have issues going on, tossing and turning, right? So because my actions are consistent with my values, and because I understand completely my core values. So it's important for us to really live our life and do our actions consistent with our alignment with our values. Find power in your why. Okay, first question is your why. How many of us know what our why is, right? And our why is behind our vision, right? Our why comes from behind our vision. If your why is strong enough, you'll figure out the how. If the why is strong enough, you'll figure out the how. Love the challenges as they define your character. Challenges, you know, to me, we eat challenges for lunch, breakfast, and dinner, and we'll talk more about that later because it's an important concept. But they do define our character. Write your why, so you need to establish, what is my why? What is my why? Why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? And the why has to be big enough. Because if you wake your why, well, I'm doing my business today because I want to make an extra $100 a month. Is that going to drive you? Big question. So you want to make sure the why is big enough. So for those of us involved in, you know, in doing a business that totally changes people's lives, maybe your why is, I want to help 200 people this year see a major difference in their lives through this vehicle, right? And maybe for you, it's, well, you go, 200, Rachel, that's really a lot. Maybe I'll stick to 10. And I go, great. Or I'm going to push you out of your comfort zone and say, try 12. One a month, then you can be part of the Achievers Club and you can really advance yourself, right? One a month, you know, one a month. And for those of you with a little more energy, maybe four, one a week, right? Or two a month, whatever it takes. But that's what you want to do, is establish, you know, if through your vision where you want to go, your why is what? What is your why? Why are you doing this? Why are you involved in this? Why are you working this hard? Why are you not working at all? That's another question to ask. That's not the why we're looking for, but you might want to start there to establish what your why is. When you know you're coming from a place of service, success always is around the corner. And I truly believe that. It's about serve first. The bigger the challenge is, the bigger the opportunity is, right? And again, some people shut down around challenges. Winners always rise to the occasion. The third one is, which is C in your outline, believe in yourself or no one else will. right? Number one, if you don't believe in yourself, you can't go out in this world and have an expectation that other people are going to believe in you. So first of all, no matter where you are today, it doesn't matter. You want to focus on your greatness, not your circumstances. So if you're allowing circumstances, so if you look at your environment and you say, wow, this doesn't look like a winner, this doesn't look like somebody successful, this doesn't, get rid of all that, doesn't look like blah, 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 blah. First of all, number one, what do you want to start with? Believing in yourself. I am successful, because all of you are successful. And focus on the greatness within you, not your circumstances. If you focus on your circumstances, what will you create? More of the same. So focus on your greatness and use, you know, mantras like, I am successful, which unleashes the greatness in you today. I am successful because you are successful. Your focus and passion must be non-negotiable. Your focus and passion must be non-negotiable. So if you are unfocused and going like a blade of grass in the wind, blowing you back and forth, you're never going to create the greatness that you were meant to create and called to create in this world. So grab back that focus. Get crystal clear on where you're going, the direction you're going. Get very crystal clear. Don't let that go. Passion, we have endless passion to help people around the world, help children. We have mission work. We have M5M. We have all sorts of things that are really crystal clear for us in terms of passion, to be passionate about. But your passion and your focus have to be non-negotiable. Keep your eye on the prize. Negative people are dream killers, so stay away from them. And some of you are saying, the first thing in your head might be, well, Mary Jo, I have a spouse who's negative. And I go, how do I stay away from him? Well, you have to block the languaging. Staying away from doesn't mean physically moving out and getting a divorce. So don't read this wrong. But what it does mean is being able to block the negativity, because you have power over your own mind. You have power not to listen to people. You have power to be dismissive of people that are negative around you. Does that make sense? They don't have to influence you in any way, shape, or form. You're giving, when you start allowing them to, you're giving them power over you. So we start saying things, and you can do it by responding to them. You'll have a response to that. And it doesn't have to be an oral response. It can be a conscious response in your head, just a thought response. If somebody says something negative to you, you just go, next, some will, some won't. So what next? Remember that famous statement? And that's what you do. So, you know, people have a right to see what you are offering, and they have a right to choose it for themselves. Do they not? Just as you did. So the idea of allowing them to control your psyche, now, how much power are you giving away? You're giving away your life. And I want you to start looking at it that way. So hang on to your life. You have a huge future. You have a brilliant future. But you've got to stay away from the negativity. And when people are negative and they say no to you, it's just, you just go, some will, some won't, so what, next, and move on. If you have someone in your household that's negative nearly all the time, you just go, how is that supporting you? Maybe ask them a question. I know you like to evaluate me. How is that negativity supporting you? Right? The other thing that Bill talks about in his book, and he's adamant about it, let me tell you, he lives this life. He does not turn on TV. I don't think he has a TV in his home. How many of us can say that? And the reality of it is, if you really look at television today, especially in this political environment, there's so much negativity. There's so much stuff cast upon us every single day. And for some reason, we get addicted to it. We feel like we have to know the newest thing that comes out, you know, on and on and on. And it's so ridiculous. I can't believe that any of that is supporting you as a human being the best you can be in what your vision is for your life. Does that make sense? You'd have to give me a call and tell me how that's supporting you in being the best you can be. So why do we do it? It's a distraction. It's an addiction. It's a distraction. It robs us of joy. It allows us to go down a negative path. It makes us feel like helpless and hopeless sometimes, depending on what side of the coin you're on, what you're listening to. I mean, it's so damaging to the American psyche. It's unbelievable. So it's time for us to say, you know what? I'm going to turn my back on all that negative programming I'm allowing happen in my life. It's time to turn the leaf and become positive. And your heart and your mind must be, well, your actions need to be consistent or congruent with your values. But again, you have to know your values in order for your actions to be consistent with them and congruent with them. And a lot of you know Mary Jo, and some of you may not know what my number one core value is, but you could probably guess it because you're on my Monday call. When I did the core value analysis years back, this is like 15, 20 years ago, and what my number one core value came out was contribution. So here I am on Monday calls every single week for 20-some years doing a Monday call in pure contribution, because I get phenomenal rewards from it. They're not monetary. They're just... my psyche is on cloud nine. So understanding what your core values are, right, and then making sure that your activities are consistent with that is what's going to bring you the greatest joy in your life. But the clarity on core values comes first. And then your heart and mind must be in total alignment to achieve massive success. So your heart and your mind. In other words, what we're really saying is your true calling, your true passion, your true love in your life, the true values that you carry, which are what trigger the passion and the desires in your life, must be consistent with your head. If you have an inconsistency there, and we see a lot of inconsistent people in this world today. I call them double-minded people. They're double-minded. They go off in this direction, but this is where they say their heart is. And I go, wow, that's double-minded. Double-minded, double purpose, double, you know, they're just like two people in one, and they haven't gotten that straight. Do you think that's going to help you reach your dreams in life? Not a chance. You're going to be going one direction, something else is going to be pulling you back. You want to put all your energy within you in one direction, and now watch what you create. It'll be unstoppable. So, and also know that when we talk about achieve massive success in life doesn't mean a massive bank account. Does that make sense? So don't value yourself based on the size of your bank account. But massive success will come when you align yourself with activities that are consistent with your values, consistent with what your goals are in life and what you want to create in life. And sometimes our goals have to do with money. Sometimes we want to build something. We want to create something. And that's great, but don't make the money the end-all in what you're going after. What will you do with that money you make? And make that. That's the vision that will really drive you. All right, build a good team, he has in there, and for us that applies as well. We want to build a good team. And notice in the word team there is no I. Isn't that intriguing? Many of you have heard that before, but it's a great thing to look at. Because when we start making our businesses all about ourselves, we will soon be operating all by ourselves. If you've noticed that happen in your business, you're going to go, oh, Mary Jo, that's so dead on, because that's what I see happen to me, right? So there's no I in the word team, so it's about building people around you, getting a support team that works for you. When people think of your space, you want them to think of you. And to do that, you need to build a great team. I get people coming to me all the time in my church and in my social arenas, and they're always asking me questions. They know I'm a certified nutrition coach. They ask me about nutrition questions. They ask me about legal questions. They know I'm a lawyer by profession. They ask me for business advice. It's awesome because I own that space, right? Are you owning your space, or are you playing at it on a superficial level? So you want to build a great team around you, too, because some of you go, well, does that mean I need to go out and become a certified? No, it means you want to surround yourself with people that are equally committed in the health arena that can support people, and then you have a team that you are part of. And that's where people will look. They may not look to you solely, but they'll look at your team. I want to be a part of that. I want to get my questions answered by that group of people. Does that make sense? So build your team. And when you're building a business, too, sometimes the biggest mistake we make is we start growing and we get bigger and all of a sudden we start hiring people and we hire the cheapest people out there, and guess what? That's going to bring you down. You want to go for the best help you can get. And connect with your team by sharing your vision. Your vision must be communicated in your team. And that can be your vision. It can be, when you work with other people, their vision, and make sure that there's clarity around that. Because people everywhere are looking for something to stand for. And you can give them that vision. And in our industry, it's about our vision can become their vision for their lives because we're working together to create similar results, right? And that's what it's so cool about. But if you can't communicate your vision, how are you leading, guiding, and directing others to follow you, right? Important to look at that. So if you don't have that done, I highly suggest you work on that today. Get it done. Vision. Okay? It's something that will pull you so you won't feel like you're pushing yourself every day of your life. Would you rather be pulled, attracted to something like a magnet, or would you rather feel that you have to push yourself every day? Choices. Next one, get yourself accountable. And the only way to be successful in business is truly to be accountable. We need to work on putting together what we're going to accomplish on a daily basis. We need to put down certain things that we're going to do actively on a daily basis. And the reality is more than 90% of companies in the U.S. fail in the first 2 years. Why? Because they don't have a track. They don't track their business. They don't have an accountability system where they're tracking their business. We all need to track our businesses. We need to look at them every day. What am I going to create every day? What is my commitment this week? What is my commitment by the end of this month? So we set goals. We set activities on a weekly basis. We set goals on a monthly basis, and we follow that track. If you're not on a track, you're going to go exactly there. Nowhere. A track that leads to nowhere. Oh, Mary Jo, this sounds like a lot of discipline and structure. I go, it's not a lot of discipline and structure, but it is some discipline and structure because every single human being who breathes needs discipline and structure in their life. If you want to accomplish your dreams, if you have a dream out there, if you have a goal out there, it's the only way you accomplish them. Otherwise, you're playing, I want to get lucky. Do you think that works? How many on this call today can say, Mary Jo, I've tried that now for 5 years, and guess what? It doesn't work. I guarantee you it works for one out of a million. How many of you bet on Tiger Woods winning the Masters this year? There's one gentleman who put $82,000 on. He was actually from my home state of Wisconsin. He put $82,000 on, and he won $1.2 million because those were the odds of Tiger Woods winning. I wouldn't have bet on Tiger Woods if I was going to bet. I'm not a bettor, so I didn't jump into that fray. But, you know, you want to play. I don't gamble for a good reason because my chances of winning in gambling are one in a million. Why would I throw money away? I don't care if it's only $2. $2 becomes 10, becomes 100, becomes 1,000, and all of a sudden you find yourself in debt. It's just a habit. You're banking your life on being lucky. I was out in Las Vegas a few months back, and, you know, I'm telling you, walking through those casinos, because those are the hotels you stay at, and, of course, they all have, the minute you walk in a hotel, you find yourself amidst the casino without even trying. And I'm telling you, it's one of the most depressing places in my life. I look at the people sitting at those slot machines or the blackjack table, and it just absolutely depresses me. I want to grab all of them and say, there's a better way. It's a sadness. It's an addiction, and it's horrible. And that's what we have the same thing in our lives and our businesses. We have addictions. We have addictions to not do what we know is required in order to be successful. So stop it. Look at your life. Start today. Recalibrate it. Get yourself accountable, right? Get yourself accountable. More than 90%, I said, and that's what we talk about. And then he brought up in his book, I love this, and I think you ought to really look at this. In fact, maybe I'll make a 10-step sheet. But he said, great technique is 10 before 10. So adopt this in your life, 10 before 10. What does it mean, Mary Jo? It means that you choose 10 most important things to accomplish before 10 o'clock every morning. I know there's some of you on the call that basically, Mary Jo, I don't even start doing my business till 10 o'clock. Well, so for you, maybe it's the 10 things I want to accomplish by 12 o'clock. Or maybe it's the 12 things you want to accomplish by 12 o'clock. And then some of you are going to go, oh, Mary Jo, I got it down. I'm going to do the one thing I want to accomplish by 1 o'clock. No. That's not the purpose of this. The 10 things, most important things to accomplish by 10 a.m. and have that checklist every single day. And watch what happens to your productivity levels. Because you know what happens? Did you ever have one of those days where you jumped out of bed and you really got going the first couple hours of the day? And I'm going to ask you this question. What did you produce the rest of the day? And you'll go, oh, my gosh, Mary Jo, I was off the charts. Because it lays a foundation of incredible productivity for the rest of the day. If you start off your day and you sleep in and you roll out of bed and watch a little TV, what do you produce that day? Oh, my gosh, Mary Jo, I do nothing the rest of the day because I'm already depressed that I wasted so much time. And then I start beating up on myself, and I go down that slippery slope that soon takes me to the doldrums. And I look in the mirror, and I say, I'm a failure. I can't do this. Right? Hello? This is all by choice, people. This is all by choice. We choose when we get up in the morning. We choose what we do first time out of bed. We choose what actions we're going to take. It's all by choice. But all those choices create our mindset, whether it's a mindset of total success or it's a mindset of failure. It's choosing it. It's choosing it. So start evaluating your life and going, boy, how can I start shifting and being different? Our behavior controls our life. The actions we take control our life. The results will be based upon our actions we take. So try a 10 before 10. Just start writing down what are 10 things that I need to accomplish before 10 o'clock every day. And I'm not talking about doing the laundry, taking the dog out, cleaning the cat boxes. I'm not checking my garden. I do working out at 6, all those things. I do all that stuff, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about what I can do in my business. What are 10 things I can do in my business every day by 10 o'clock? Think about it. Do it for 14 days and see how productive you become. Because you know what happens? After 14 days, pretty much assured it's going to become a habit for you. So let's go do that. In order for us to create different results, how many on this call want to create different results in our businesses? Absolutely, every single one of us. Everyone. No one on this call, I believe, is going to say, Mary Jo, I like my business just the way it is. And I go, then if you say that, I'll say, well, so you don't want to make twice as much income because you don't have any great charities or any great design in your life of the differences you're going to make in people's lives somewhere else where you could use that money to really make a difference. Is that what you're telling me? Oh, don't put pressure on me, Mary Jo. Okay, I'm not putting pressure on you. I'm just saying this world needs to hear your voice. This world needs you to show up big. And if you haven't figured that one out yet, figure that out. Trust my judgment. You're needed. So the idea here is if we're going to make a bigger difference, we need to show up differently, right? Great. So 10-10, habits become your character becomes your destiny. I love that. You could write that and put that on your board. My habits become my character becomes my destiny. Write that on. Put it on your wallpaper, on your computer. Put it on your wallpaper on your phone. I want you to look at that every single day. Every single day. That will help encourage you to change your habits. My habits become my character. My character becomes my destiny. Look around and get a good mastermind team. There might be people in your own community. There might be people at your church. There might be friends of yours. But I also suggest that you link yourself to people of a higher kind of income category. And sometimes you go, well, maybe they're not going to be interested in having a mastermind with me. I said, why not? There you go. Lack of belief. Believe it is. Believe they will. And watch what happens. Our belief so much controls the results in our life, it's not even funny. So start believing in it. But get a group of people. Maybe there's some people your team leaders and form a mastermind, right? Your net worth is equal to your network. In fact, there's a famous saying out there that's absolutely true, and I use it a lot in my talks. I say, you will become the average of the five people you associate with. And where did that saying come from? A famous guy named Jim Rohn. So if you write down on a piece of paper, who are the five people you spend the most time with? Do that exercise for yourself. And you can't put down your husband or your kids. So it's like, who are the five people I spend most time with? And then start looking at that and going, wow, that's how little I respect of my future. Do I need an upgrade here? Right? That's what you want to start asking yourself. Because what you're doing today with some of those people is you're on easy street. They're not challenging you. They're not supporting you to be the best you can be. They're not pushing you beyond where you are today. All of these, you find people are going to do that for you, motivate you to be the best you can be. And stay away from the ones that are the crabs in the jar that just keep crabbing, clipping you and pulling you back down over and over and over again because they don't want you to be better than they are. They want you to stay at that same level. You have something greater. Your voice is larger. It needs to be heard. Ask and answer these questions every day. How many new people do we prospect? How many new customers came into the business? How many new referrals do we get? That's kind of language for your business. Drive it every single day. Every single day. And everyone on your team needs to be accountable to win when you started to look at this new economy. We talk about all the new social media stuff, all the things that we're doing, all the new projects we have going on in this place, plus we have a new relationship we're about to develop, and hopefully Manatech will take it on. But the idea is that we have all of this going on, and what are we doing with it? We need to be accountable. We need to build a team that's going to help drive us to be the best we can be. All right. The next one is dance with challenges. Some of you, when challenge comes up, what happens to you? You wilt like a flower. That's not every single time you have a challenge, what you want to do is you want to look at it and say, wow, what opportunity do I have here? How many of us do that? It's just a mindset. Do you guys get this? It's a choice we make. There's nothing in your brain that tells you, oh, my gosh, challenges are miserable. Oh, my gosh, this is going to kill me. Oh, you go into Dramaville. Oh, do I hate drama. You need to stay away from drama, as far away from it as possible. The idea is that every time there's a challenge, there's a greater opportunity, and you just need to find it. It's about just your perception. We get to choose how we perceive things. We get to choose how we look at things. So start changing your perception of those things. And you know what? Let me tell you this. Life would be really boring without challenges. Really. Challenges are thrilling. They allow us to rise to the top. So look at every challenge as an opportunity to rise to the top. Focus on change to change your environment. Focus on change to change your environment. What changes do I need to make in my environment? Most of you can make a laundry list right now of 10 things that you need to do in your environment to change it, to be more productive. If you create more value, you'll bring in and retain more customers. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. How can we go the extra mile? How can you put out a monthly newsletter? Can you get an email bank that you're sending out notes and, to people and weekly updates? What is it about your business that you can continue to put value out to people so they respect you and honor you and want to be a part of your team, right? That's what you want to do. Every challenge brings great opportunities, so do not allow stress in. We just talked about that. Surround yourself with great people, great leaders who challenge you. Hopefully that's why you're on this Monday call today, because you came to hear Mary Jo to challenge you, because that's what I want to do, is challenge you to be the best you can be. Vision will carry you through all those challenges. Les Brown says, you don't get in life what you want, you get in life what you are. Oh my gosh. So look around, what have you gotten in life, and that's who you are. Does that pretty much define it for you? Big question. Is it true? Or are you just not showing up who you really are? So it's time to show up in a new way. In order to do something you have never done, you must become someone you've never been. And that means we need to shift. We need to shift into grabbing onto those core values and operating from them every moment of our life. Whoever you hang around with, that is who you will become. Again, the critical importance of those five people. Who are the five people you spend most time with outside of your spouse and your children? And are they serving you and causing you to be challenged every day to be the best you can be? Or are they mediocre and allowing you to wallow in mediocrity? Big question. Answer it. Be consistently persistent. Yep, we want to keep going after it. Les Brown said, when you want something bad enough, you will do things that other people just won't. And that is so true. It's about getting outside our box and doing things. And you can make a list of those today. Make a list of the things that you want bad enough. Just make a list. Gary Player says, what you will find is that people who work the hardest tend to get the luckiest. Wow. And evidence of that, Tiger Woods was not lucky winning the Masters. Or perhaps he was a little lucky, but if we can all remember the 12th hole when his two partners, playing partners, one of whom was two strokes ahead of him, and there were only, if he's on the 12th hole, there are only like seven holes left, right? 12th through the 18th, and he's got to make up two strokes and then some because maybe this guy's going to birdie a couple times, and then he's got to make up that. So it's really not easy to come back from two strokes down. It's easier than five strokes down, but two strokes down and the 12th hole. So what did his two playing partners do? They both hit it in the water. Why did Tiger not hit it in the water? Because he knew that hole like the back of his hand, and he knew if you go for the pin, you're more likely, the percentages are much greater to hit it in the water than if you go off to the left side where the pin wasn't. And that's where he shot his ball. And I will tell you, that's the reason Tiger won the Masters. Right? It wasn't luckiest. It was what? He works the hardest. He knew every ounce of blade of grass on that course. He knew every club in his bag. He works out like no one else in the golf world. And guess what? That's what he does. They're the winners. So what? How does that compare to you? Are you the Tiger Woods of your business? Model yourself after those who are top winners. You have to be consistently persistent. Persistence pays off every day, every moment. What is the obvious? We already talked about work it takes to achieve business success. Emphasize that. But love the work. Some of us don't love the work. We're not into it. But develop an action plan today. To do the work. It takes work to achieve business success. It doesn't just come to you. It's not like sitting home and having a mantra that you repeat after each other. It's not like, you know, the secret, right? I'm just going to focus, Mary Jo, the law of attraction. I'm going to sit back and have my mantra and the law of attraction. The universe will bring me all the people I need to build this phenomenal business. Good luck on that. I think the obvious is the better approach, which is work. Get an action plan. Go out there and work the business. If you work the business will work for you, right? Consistency is crucial. We talked about that already. If you're not making progress, get around people. Ask different questions. Change the people you're associating with to find those that challenge you. And list your top five goals for the next 30 days. Do that today. Own the language you have written. Map it out so you know where you're going, and then just do it. But you've got to have a directional. What's your goal? Some of you can have end of month is coming up in 8 days. What's your end of month plan? What are you going to break out of in this month of April? And then you got May coming right behind it. So maybe you set an end of May goal, and that's your 40-day goal. Whatever it is, but set a goal and map out a plan for it. It's in your business. It's you who has to motivate and push yourself. I don't know anyone else that's doing it for you. You might listen to tapes, and I love to listen to tapes and great speakers and get all that information, but self-motivation is crucial. How do we do that? If you have this brilliant vision in your life of where you're going to be in 10 years, that will motivate you like none other. So if you don't have that vision, then what do you need to do? Work on that. Because it'll help you be more consistent, and it'll help you be more persistent. In other words, consistently persistent. And then pay it forward. When you pay it forward, the universe begins to yield what is possible, but only if you believe it. And we love to pay it forward. We have a great foundation, M5M. We pay it forward through so many ways, but we pay it forward in other ways. How are you contributing? How are you serving every day? How are you doing all of that? How are you making a difference in other people's lives? We do that every day through what we get to do. That's what one of the gems is of doing this kind of business, is you create great opportunities and you create health opportunities. You create all this for other people to step into. That's incredible for paying it forward. But we also come from hearts of contribution, right? If you have a mentality of just working to make money, you know what? I liked what he said in his book. He said that mentality of working and then getting paid is that it is very limited outlook. A person with no big vision, big passion, big inspiration to make a difference on this planet. That's what a job is. Well, most of us on this call are not in jobs. But where's our big vision? Where's our big passion? What are we creating? That's the result. We want to get out there and create something great so we really, truly inspire ourselves and others and make a huge difference on this planet. Help others first by providing value, and then it will come back to you 100-fold. So don't always look at what's in it for me. Worst attitude you could possibly have. What's important is what's in it for others. If I provide value to other people, it will always come back to me. It's about faith, not fear. By focusing on creating unlimited value, it becomes a habit and you build on it. Every day ask, what can I do to create great value and expect nothing back? Huge. Paying it forward. So you become somebody that steps into other people's lives and makes a difference. And Lydia is seeing that as I move forward and doing my business, as I help other people. You know what? They go, Mary Jo, what do you do? How can you do it? And I get to, they start getting involved in my business and allow either being customers or being partners in my business because I've given to them. And they just watch this heart of giving and they just fall in love with that. People love to be served when you're asking for nothing in return. When you operate from that level, you will build an incredible business environment. It's called pay it forward. So get out there and pay it forward. All right, the last part of his book, so that's just basically half of his book went through all that. I just gave you that. The last half of the book, which is really super, it's got 12 obvious universal laws for business success. You can say obvious law of focus, planning, resource management. All of these are like 3 to 4 pages long. So they're another 50, 60 pages of the book. And they're worksheets and work. It's a workbook type environment where you can actually start really focusing on each of these different laws of success. So if you're interested in the book, let us know. I think I've contacted him to see if we, I don't know where to get his book, but I've contacted Bill to see how we can market that. And I'll let you know because I could probably get a deep discount price. So before you go buy it somewhere else, if you want to wait or go ahead and find it, you probably can find it on Amazon. But I'm trying to get a deal with him where I can buy cases of his book because I really liked it. And I think it gives a great, from a business perspective, it gives you a great approach to, you know, what do I need to be doing? What kind of worksheets do I need to work for? What do I need to be working on? How do I need to be more persistent and passionate and consistent in my behavior to create incredible results? And then the last chapter of the book is The Obvious Universal Laws in Action. He talks about live the dream, have faith, all distractions are equal, whatever the distraction is. It's taking you away from the success in your life. Invest in your education over and over. In other words, never stop learning. And I'm an advocate of that, as you know, because I read in like with a passion. I try to consume as many books as I can and go to seminars and learn new things. He also talked about joint ventures, which is something we don't really talk about in our business level, but if you find other people marketing something, you can somehow tie into it and make some money off of it, just like even having a website. If you have a website and you want to advocate people buy books, you can have an affiliate relationship with Amazon or someone. That's in effect a joint venture, which allows you to earn passive income in another way. So you can choose to do that. But you're always going to keep your eyes and ears open for that where you can actually make some extra cash flow in that direction. But the first thing you got to do is be successful in your own business, right? Because otherwise you're not going to attract people to that. You're not going to be able to attract. You're going to want to have enough people approaching your website, you know, working with you and social media. That's what's going to allow you to command more income. I met a gal who's 21, and she's doing these ads for, you know, like M&M's or, you know, Hershey's or stuff like that, and she gets paid like $5,000 for putting a little Facebook Live ad out, and it's amazing how they're doing their advertising today. But she just has a little link that this is kind of like her side gig that she does on the side to create some more income. There are plenty of opportunities out there, people, today in our world, but the idea is that choose the business you're in and become successful at that. That'll attract you to more opportunities that will create additional cash flow for you and passive income. Okay, people, that's it for today. Hopefully you learned something. Any last-minute questions? Anyone? Comments? Did I push anyone's buttons today? lid. They sound like I must have put them to sleep.
Good morning, Mary Jo. Dave.
Good morning.
It was a great personal infusion for me, and I'm looking forward to many more like this, and just love it, and helped me to clarify my personal infusion, which I'm, that's why I've relocated for.
Great.
God bless
Good.
You, and we'll see you soon.
God bless you. Awesome. Anyone else?
Ditto. Extremely
ditto?
Motivated.
Okay. Love the dittos. Yeah. Great. Yeah. Maybe some of you are going to start doing some vision work, right? Like, get back my vision to help me reestablish my passion. So it's hard to, if you don't have a vision, it's hard to have passion, isn't it? Because you don't know what you're passionate about. You don't
yeah.
know
crisp
what direction
and
you're going.
Clearer vision.
I could, there you go. Absolutely. Yeah. So go. That'll give you a project to work on. And if you need some feedback, let me know. All right, guys. Go have a great week.
There you go.
Make it a great one. Yeah.
Did you see what Al had about that gal that had
about vision boards a while ago on Facebook? He put it out about a week and a half ago. It was really good.
Yeah, did he? Great. Absolutely.
Yeah.
In fact, we you know, vision boards are so critically important for us because it works on our subconscious. The people, you get that? Pictures work
Absolutely.
On our subconscious, and that's what you want to be
Absolutely.
Doing. You want to, if you look at pictures every day, you start believing that that's your going to be your reality. You start working on that subconscious, reprogramming it, and it helps you to dismiss some of that negative programming that you have going on for yourself. And that's what
yeah.
we try to do is working on that subconscious to reprogram it because we know that we've stored enough junk in there. It's time to just spew it out. Let's dispose
yeah.
of it. Let's get rid of it. The world is ours. It's at our feet. We just have to go out and get it. Right? Amen.
Yeah, great.
Okay, everyone.
It was
have
an
a
interesting
great week.
Site. Maybe Mary Jo can, I mean, Lydia can blow it up and show you what he sent out.
Okay.
Thank you very
right.
much. God bless.
You bet. Thanks. All right, everyone. Have a great week. Bye.